Welcome to Energy Efficiency Markets Podcast, where we provide news and analysis about energy markets and trends.
This is Lisa Cohn from RealEnergyWriters.com. Today, we continue our series about exporting energy efficiency products, and here with us is Jim Kapsis. He's the Director of Market Development and Policy Strategy for OPower. He worked in the Treasury Department under the Obama administration, focusing on climate and energy.
Be sure to pick up our free energy efficiency markets newsletter at realenergywriters.com.
Hi, Jim.
Hi, Lisa. So good to be with you.
Yeah, thank you for joining us. Well, tell me a little bit about OPower. You know, in the last couple of weeks, a number of people have told me what a great company it is, so I just wanted to pass that on.
Well, it's always great to hear. We always like to get positive feedback about what we're doing. Well, OPower, we are, the simplest way to put it is we're an energy efficiency and smart grid software company. Our primary clients are utility companies. We, in the U.S., help them achieve energy reduction, typically because they're under some sort of mandate by states to do so. And we do it by helping their residential customers use less energy and save money on their bills.
So do you only work with utilities customers?
That's right. Utilities are our customers, and we reach out to their residential customers for, on their behalf.
Okay. Well, now let's talk about what you do in terms of exporting then. So you must only work with utilities abroad then? Is that fair to say?
Well, you know, we're currently looking at the international markets that are out there and exploring opportunities. We are blessed with a lot of business in the U.S. You know, we're working with 49 utilities in 21 states, including 8 of the 10 largest investor-owned utilities, which is exciting. It sounds like a lot, and it is, but we still have a lot of growth to do here in the U.S. And a lot of clients who we're very focused on delivering for, and that remains our primary focus. But we are growing very quickly. A year ago we had about 60 employees, and today we're at about 185. We secured a round of financing of $50 million at the end of last year from Kleiner Perkins and Excel Partners. Again, very exciting.
Mm-hmm.
We're getting a lot of attention. Frankly, we have a lot of international potential clients who are coming to us and asking us what can we do to help them. And we also, you know, partly as a result of some really helpful outreach from the Commerce Department and others in the government, have been put in touch with, you know, different trade delegations coming through the U.S. We are conveniently located right outside Washington, D.C. in Arlington, Virginia, which is nice for us because, you know, it makes it easy for some of the trade delegations to come towards us, as we've had a lot of folks coming in. So, I mean, to sort of briefly answer the question, yes, I would foresee that utilities would continue to be our primary clients overseas, but we're still exploring different opportunities.
Wow. Now, you mentioned that people are coming to you. Did you say what countries they're coming from?
I didn't, but certainly we've had interest from all over the world. I mean, I've personally met with delegations who have come in from Brazil, from China, from different parts of Europe. There's a lot of appetite out there, or at least certainly a lot of interest in cutting-edge energy efficiency, and particularly what we do. I mean, what our sort of niche in the marketplace is, we are a behavior-based efficiency company. You know, we are helping people to understand their energy in a whole new way, give them a context for their energy usage. You know, is my house a Prius house or a Humvee house?
Mm-hmm.
Most people have no idea how they do relative to anybody else in terms of their energy usage. They don't know what causes the bills to go up and go down. And we've had measurable savings that are verified of, you know, between 2 to 3%. And, you know, just in a couple of years in business, we've already saved 200 gigawatt hours of here in the United States and over $23 million in pocketbook savings for residences. And I think that story has gotten out and people have taken notice overseas and, are very interested in what we have to offer.